नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Hare Krishna, everyone.
Good evening.
Hare Krishna. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashacadeshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So last time we heard about the burning of the Kandava forest.
上一次呢，我们就听到了在耿达瓦森林里的这场大火。
And we may think, well, this is a little bit too much.
我们在想，哎呀，这可能有点太过分了。
To eat a forest just because you have eaten too much ghee.
对，我们上个星期就听到的是，就吃掉了一场大火。那我们想，这可能太过分了，就是因为吃的酥油太多，所以呢，要把整个的大火都给吞掉吗？
It's beyond the realm of our understanding.
所以呢，这已经超越了我们的理解范围之内了，之外了。
But we have to understand one thing or accept one thing that. There are entities, there are beings that are in charge of this universe, and they are not ordinary people like us.
但是呢，我们必须要了解其中的一件事情，就是管理这个宇宙的这些生物体们，他们其实并不是像我们这样的普通的生物体。They are
empowered by the Supreme Lord.
他们是被至尊主赋予了力量的。
Brahma, Shiva, Indra, Varuna, all these great demigods, they are in charge of universal elements.
比如说主 Brahma, 主Indra, 还有Shiva, Varuna, 他们全部都是在管理着这个世界的所有的这些元素们。
So in order to do that, they have to have special powers that we don't have.
所以他们为了要做好这件事呢，他们就必须要有一些特别的力量，这个力量我们是没有的。
But Krishna is the origin of all their powers.
但是呢，Krishna他是这个力量的最原初的原始。
In previous ages, people, ordinary people, would see the demigods because they would come to attend great ceremonies, fire sacrifice, great sacrifices. But in Kali Yuga, they don't come anymore.
在之前的这些年代呢，人们实际上是能够看到这些半身人的，因为这些半身人们呢，他们会来参加所有的这些大型的仪式啊、祭祀啊等等。但是在卡利年代，人们不再来了，也不就这些半身人们不再来了。Well,
we don't see them.
我们也再看不见他们了。
Srila Prabhupada, a few times he said that demigods would come to participate in the Sankirtana movement.
但是Srila Prabhupada他就讲到，有一些时候呢，这些半身人们他们是来参加Sankirtana运动的活动的。Like in
the time of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the demigods, without being seen by others, they would witness the kirtans of the Lord with his devotees in the house of Shiva's Pandit.
那比如说在Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu的年代呢, 在Shiva's Pandit的家中, 奉献者在进行Kirtan的时候, 那这些半神人们，他们会在不被人所发现的这个情况下，来参与到这个在 Srivas 家中的 Kirtan 中。
And Srila Prabhupada also happened one time a program in London where the devotees organized a conference for Srila Prabhupada, but a program for Srila Prabhupada, but not so many people came because there were some other programs going on outside, so people didn't come to our program.
还有一次呢，在伦敦，奉献者为 Srila Prabhupada 安排了一个节目，但是呢，由于当时在这个其他的地方还有一些其他的节目在进行，所以呢，就使得没有太多人来参加 Srila Prabhupada 的这场节目。
So they were feeling sad and said, Srila Prabhupada, sorry, not so many people came.
所以呢，这些奉献者们呢就觉得很伤心，就向Srila Prabhupada道歉说呢，实在太抱歉了，没有太多的人来参加您的这个节目。
And then Prabhupada said, no, there were people there, even Lord Brahma and Narada Muni, they were there.
但Srila Prabhupada说没关系，没关系，实际上是有人来参加的。像Narada Muni 来了，是了 Vyasadev 也来了。
Brahma.
主 Brahma 也来了。
And the devotees were astonished.
那所以当时呢，奉献者就非常的惊讶。
Actually, from that time, Srila Prabhupada told them to have always two extra seats next to the altar in case Lord Brahma and Narada Muni come back again.
所以就自从那次以后呢，舍利帕帕就让奉献者总是在这个神坛的边上要放两把椅子，就是给主 Brahma 和 Narada Muni 准备的。
And if you visit the temple in London, you will see there are two seats next to the altar of Radha Krishna. There are two seats for Lord Brahma and Narada Muni.
所以呢，如果你要是去伦敦，去见了伦敦的庙的话，你就可以看到在 Radha 和 Krishna 的神坛，就是安放着 Radha 和 Krishna 的神坛的边上呢，有两把椅子。这两把椅子呢，就是给主 Brahma 和 Narada Muni 所准备的。
So even in this material world, you know, a person who represents the president is invested with particular powers that common citizens do not have.
那么即便是在现在这个物质社会里面，就是一国之君或者是总统，那他呢也是具有普通的人所没有的力量的。
So we should not be astonished to hear that a demigod devoured a forest by using fire.
那么所以说呢，当半神人吞下了一场，就是当半神人用火吞掉了整个的一座森林的时候呢，我们可不要觉得有什么大惊小怪的。
So these things happen even though we it's inconceivable to our understanding to.Petty understanding today.
那所以说呢，虽然现在我们的理解力是非常的渺小的，所以呢，就这样的事情是超越于我们的渺小的理解力的。可是呢，这样的事情是有发生的。
And we also heard that Varuna gave the Sudarshan Chakra to Krishna, Vayu, and what is that? Was what another thing? I forgot.
The Gandhava bow
to Arjuna say, how is it possible if those things belong to them eternally, how come they were received by Vayu?
那么就是这个Varuna 把
Vayu.
Vayu, 这个 Vayu 把这一些武器。
Varuna, I don't remember.
Varuna 呢，就是把一些武器，包括Arjuna 他所用的那个甘地瓦弓，给了Arjuna。那所以我们可能脑子里面就会在想，那既然这些武器都是属于Arjuna的，为什么会从Varuna来给他呢
？Well, when Krishna and his devotees appear on this planet.They display pastimes like look like the ordinary human beings.
当主 Krishna 的奉献者在这地球显现，并且上演他们的逍遥时光的时候呢，他们显现的这种状态就好像是普通的人一样。
So if he wants to create a pastime where he receives his own weapons from some particular demigod, he's free to do that.
那所以说呢，就是如果他要是上线上一个消失光展现出好像他是从某一个半神人那儿得到他的这个武器的话，那他是可以自由去这么安排的。
Actually, all these weapons, all these things were originally from the Lord, and the demigods they received from the Lord, and now they were returning to the Lord.
那实际上呢，就是所有的这些武器呢，最开始都是来自于主的。那然后呢？现在是由半神人再把这个武器再还给主。
So today we are beginning a new book on Mahabharat.
所以我们今天呢，要开启 Mahabharat 的一个新的篇章，要开启一部新的书。
Sabbaparva。
这一卷呢，被称为叫 Sabbaparva。
How I'm going to send you the words for you to pronounce where?
You still can, if it's convenient for you to do WeChat, you still can send me to me the WeChat chat.
Yeah, okay, I can send you to WeChat.
Oh, and actually, the other is more convenient for everybody to see. You can send the chat here.
It's more troublesome.
Okay,
let me see if I can open the window. Okay, I have the window open now. Okay, that's good. Okay, for everyone, huh?
Yeah, you can send to everyone. You also can send it to me.
No, I'm not going to send two. It's too complicated.
Yeah. I mean, either way. I don't mean you send for two.
Okay.
Ways.
Everyone, you said so others can read. Okay.
阿叔，因为呢，就是在咱们的讲课的过程中有一些名字，所以阿叔他会在咱们的这个对话框里面。会把这些名字给发上来，这样也便于我能把这个名字给读出来。
So remember, last time there was one asura was caught in a fire, and Krishna was about to kill him.
那我们还记得就是在上一节课我们就听到了有一个 asura。他被困在了火里面，然后呢 ，Krishna 就准备要把他给杀死。
Maya Danava。
这个 Asura 的名字呢，被称为叫 Maya Danava。
But he ran away and then he took shelter of Arjuna。
但是呢，这个 Maya Danava 他逃了出来，然后呢，他就去找 Arjuna 来保护他。
Because he could not escape the chakra of Krishna。
因为呢，他逃不过 Krishna 所发出来的神碟。
So he and Arjuna gave him shelter because he took shelter of him. Arjuna had to give him shelter.
那然后由于他是由于他呢是从这个 Arjuna 那儿去请求保护，所以呢 Arjuna 就必须要保护他。
So Krishna did not kill him.
那这样呢 ，Krishna 就没有杀他。
So this Maya Danava, actually, he was the architect of the demons.
那么这个 Maya Danava 呢，他其实是恶魔里面的建筑师。
And he felt very grateful to them because of not having killed him.
所以呢，因为他的命保住了，所以呢，他就觉得心存感激。
So he approached Arjuna and said, "I'm really very grateful to you, please." Allow me to show my appreciation by doing something for you.
所以呢，他就来找尔朱呢。他说呢，我真的非常的感激你，所以呢，请让我为你做点事儿，然后呢，以此表达我的感激。
His name Maya Danava.
他的名字叫 Maya Danava.
But Arjuna said, "No, I don't want anything in return because I saved your life. It was my principle. I had to protect you, so I did it at my duty. I don't want any return because of that."
那然后尔朱呢就说呢，他说这其实是我的原则，我本来就是有义务要保护你的，我并不是因为要从你这儿得到些什么好处，要接受你的感激，所以我才保护你。
If you want to offer a gift, then you ask Krishna what Krishna wants.
但如果你要是想送礼物的话呢，那你就问 Krishna 吧，你问问 Krishna 想要什么。
So Krishna thought for a while, for a moment, and then say, "Okay, you are the architect of the demons, so you can build very, very exceptional buildings. So the Pandavas are very dear to me, so I want you to construct an imperial court for them.
嗯，然后 Krishna 就想了一会儿，他就想，啊，那你是恶魔里面的建筑师，那说明呢，你能够建造非常卓越超凡的建筑。那潘德瓦呢，是非常的被我所爱的，所以你呢，能够为他们建一座非凡的宫殿。
Do it something that will be the best, will be the best in this planet.
嗯，你呢要建造一座最宏伟、最棒的宫殿，然后呢，在这个宇宙是无与伦比的。
So Maya Dhanava agreed to that, and they all, the three of them, they went back to Indraprastha.
嗯，所以呢 ，Maya Dhanava 呢，他就同意了，所以他们三人一行就一起回到了 Indraprastha。
So when they arrived, Arjuna explained everything that had, what had happened, the burning of Kandava forest and the weapons they received, and then this Maya Dhanava took shelter of them and was willing to do something for them.
所以呢，当他们回去以后呢，Arjuna就向兄弟们解释了所有发生的这一切，就这个森林是怎么被火神给吃掉了，然后呢，他们又怎么得到了这些武器？然后呢 ，Maya Dandava 又如何被他给救了？然后现在呢，和他们一起回来。
So, Yudhisthira, the emperor, the king, he welcomed Maya Dandava very with great honor.
那这位皇帝 Yudhisthira 王呢，他就很好的迎接了 Maya Dandava。他很荣幸地迎接了 Maya Dhanava。
I wrote Maya Dhanava.
Maya Dhanava, sorry, Maya Dhanava.
So, and Maya Dhanava was very touched by the humility of the king.
那 Maya Dhanava 呢，他就非常的被这位国王的谦卑所打动。
And he promised that you would construct an assembly hall, you know, that would have no equal in the universe.
所以呢，他就承诺他呢，要为他建造一座聚会大厅。那么这座聚会大厅呢，是整个宇宙都不曾有的空前。
They found a very nice plot of land with 90,000 square feet. I don't know how much is that in your
90,000
square feet.
Yeah, then that is 9,000 square meter.
Square meter, yeah.
Yeah. 然后呢，他们就找到了一块土地。这块土地呢，有90,000平方英尺，那也就是差不多是9,000平方米。
So at that time, Krishna had been quite some time with the Pandavas, so he decided to go back to his own kingdom, to his own city in Dwarka.
那这会儿呢，Krishna 已经和 Pandava 兄弟们待了很长一段时间了，所以他这会儿他就决定要回到他自己的国家，回到 Dwarka 去了。
But the Pandavas were very reluctant to let him go.
但是这会儿 Pandava 们可是实在是不想让他走。
He said, "My dear Lord, you are Rishikesh, and you are the master of our mind and senses. Please, you stay and always direct us."
他说，哦，我亲爱的主啊，您是 Rishikesh， 您是我们的心意和感官的主，请您始终都留在这里指导我们吧。
We depend on you. How can you leave us?
我们都依靠着您，您怎么就离我们而去了呢？
But Krishna was decided to leave.
但是 Krishna 决定要走了。
And he told them, "Don't worry. If you need my help, you know, just call me and I'll be back."
但是 Krishna 对他们说呢，你们不用担心，我呢其实是和你们在一起的。如果你们要是需要我的帮助的话，只是呼唤我，我就会来。
So they offer obeisance, hugs, and then he asked permission from Kunti Devi, his auntie, and she very affectionately embraced him.
所以呢，他们就彼此之间相互顶拜，相互拥抱。他又去请求Kunti姑母的批准，他能够离开。然后呢，Kunti妈妈呢也很深情的拥抱了他。
He gave his blessings to his little sister Subhadra.
他也祝福了他的小妹妹 Subhadra.
And he took his chariot and he went back to Dwarka.
所以呢，他就登上了他自己的马车，他就回到了 Dwarka.
So and as the chariot was leaving, they were all following all the people of Hastinapur. They were following the chariot for long, long, long distance.
那么当这个马车离开的时候呢，所有 Indraprastha 的这些臣民们都一直追随着这个马车，追了好远好远。
But eventually they had to go back.
但是呢，最终这些臣民们不得不回去了。
The Pandavas were so attached to Krishna, it was very devastating for them to be separated from him.
因为 Pandava 们呢，现在已经非常的依恋于 Krishna, 所以呢，和 Krishna 的分离对于他们来说是极为痛苦和悲伤的。
It was very difficult for them because they underwent great difficulties recently, and Krishna was a great solace in their lives.
这对他们来说呢是非常艰难的。由于他们最近呢在生活中遇到了很多的困难，所以说呢 ，Krishna 对他们的陪伴对于他们来说是一个极大的慰藉。
Meanwhile, the architect of the demons, Maya Danava, was very busy with the preparations to construct this great assembly hall.
但与此同时呢，这位恶魔里的建筑师 Maya Danava 呢？非常的忙碌的在建造着这座巨型的聚会大厅。
At one time, he approached Arjuna and mentioned to him that in Mount Kailash, means in Himalayas, there is one lake called Bindu.
那一度呢，他对 Arjuna 说呢，在凯拉什山，也就是在喜马拉雅山上的这个地方呢。在那里有一座湖，这湖呢被称为叫宾都。
And in that lake, there is a club, a maze that was thrown in by a king of the demons a long, long time ago. After killing many, many enemies, he threw his club, his maze into that lake.
然后在很久很久很久以前呢，有一位恶魔，当他杀死了很多敌人之后呢。就把他当时用的这个大棒就扔进了宾度湖里。
And that maze is much more powerful than the ordinary mazes today.
而就这根大棒呢，要比当今的普通的棒子要有力量的多。
So I was thinking that perhaps this would be a very good weapon for Bhima.
那我就在想呢。这根棍子应该是给 Bhima 的一个非常强而有力的武器。
Also inside that same lake, there is a very special concho, a Devadatta.
而且呢，在这个湖里呢，还有一个很特别的海螺 ，Devadatta 海螺。
This belongs to Varuna.
那么这个海螺呢，是属于Varuna 的。
That the sound of that concho.It can be heard in all directions, far, far away.
所以用这个海螺所吹出来的这个声音呢，可以传遍四面八方，很远很远的地方都能够听到。
So I'll go there and I'll get this concho for you as a gift.
所以呢，我要去那儿，然后我要把这个海螺给找来，送给你作为礼物。
We're going to hear about this Devadatta in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna Arjuna sounding his concho Devadatta.
所以我们在《博伽梵歌》里面呢，是听到了这个 Devadatta 的海螺的，因为尔朱呢，他吹响了 Devadatta 海螺。
So then Maya Danava he left, Arjuna allowed him to go, and he went to Kailasha Mountain.
所以呢 ，Maya Danava 呢就离开了，尔朱呢就批准他离开，去到凯拉什山。
And he had also many had stored a good quantity of.A great quantity of jewels, and he recovered all these jewels that eventually he used to decorate the assembly hall for Indraprastha.
而且呢，这个Maya Danava 呢，他还存了好多的价值连城的珠宝。 那他呢也要去把这些珠宝给找来，然后最终呢他要把这个珠宝用来去装点他要建成的这座大殿。
So he came, he went, and then after some time he came and he gave the club to Bhima Sena, to Bhima and the council to Arjuna.
所以呢他就去了，然后隔了一段时间他回来了，回来以后呢他就把他找来的这根大棒送给了 Bhima Sena, 然后把这个海螺送给了 Arjuna.
海螺 Yes.And then he began to construct this great royal assembly house.
然后呢，他就开始修建这皇家的大殿。
It took him 14 months to complete.
这个花了他14个月的时间来完成这件工作。
Everything was just so so beautiful about this assembly hall.
关于这座这个聚会大厅呢，一切都是非常非常华美的。
The columns, they were covered with gold and radiating effulgence like the sun.
所有的这些柱子全部都是被金子所包着的，而且绽放着像太阳般的光芒。
Yeah, and the walls were embedded with thousands of multicolored jewels, and the effulgence of these jewels illuminate the entire palace.Just with the brilliance of the jewels.
那么在墙上呢，也点缀着金光灿灿的五光十色的各种各样的宝石，它绽放着光彩。
And within the palace, in a kind of open area, he placed many water ponds, and the water ponds were lined up.With a surface of stones in between them, and the surface of the stones were so polished that it was difficult to distinguish between the ponds with water and the stones, because both looked like the same, because the stones were so beautifully polished.
然后呢，在这个大厅的里面呢，是它这个地面上是有这个水池。很美的这个水池，那么水池的边上呢是镶嵌着被抛得很光的大理石，所以呢就这个水池和这大理石根本就分不清楚到底哪个是水池哪个是大理石的地面。
And many beautiful flowers, many beautiful lotus growing everywhere.
很多的鲜花，很多的莲花四处绽放着。
The water in the lakes was so clear and filled with a big variety of fishes and tortoises.
这个水呢，就这个湖水是非常的清澈的。那里面呢有很多的鱼儿，有很多的乌龟在里面游弋着。
And so many crystals all over the place. That's why the crystals and the polished stones.Gave an impression of water because they were so nicely, so effulgent, and it was difficult to distinguish between these areas and the water in the ponds.
然后呢，就是在这个水池边上呢，还有很多的水晶，所以这个水晶还有抛得很光的这个大理石，看着感觉就像是水面一样，所以呢，就这个池塘和这个大理石。还有水晶根本就分不清楚到底哪儿是水哪儿是大理石的地面。
There were flower plants growing all over inside and outside of the palace and blooming all year, very fragrant flowers.
在殿里和殿外都盛开着各种各样的鲜花，而且这些花呢是一年四季都常开着的。
So when the palace was completed, Maya Dhanava informed Yudhisthira, so they prepared for a great celebration.
所以呢，当这座大殿建成了之后呢 ，Maya Dhanava 就通知 Yudhisthira 王，他这个工程竣工了，所以呢，他们要准备一个庆祝典礼。
So they invited many thousands of brahmanas to perform sacrifices and chant auspicious Vedic hymns.
所以呢，他们就请来了很多很多的婆罗门，开始进行祭祀，并且唱诵伟达的赞歌。
Maharaj Yudhisthira gave many thousands of cows in charity to the brahmanas.
Yudhisthira 王呢，向 这个婆罗门们布施了很多的乳牛和各种各样的布施。
So after this ceremony performed by the Brahmins to create auspiciousness, then Yudhisthira accompanied by his brothers and all the family members, they enter into this assembly hall.
所以呢，就当这些婆罗门们他们开始进行了祭祀的典礼，并且开始唱诵这吉祥的赞歌的时候呢，尤迪士蒂尔王和他的家人们就一起走进了这个聚会大厅。
Many kings, many great sages from all over, they came to see this beautiful assembly hall, and everybody was in great wonder in seeing such a beautiful construction.
那很多的国王，很多的圣人也都从四面八方的前来参加这个庆祝典礼。那所有的人当看到这么美的聚会大厅的时候呢，都感到非常的震惊。
It was such a beautiful construction that even demigods came to see it.
嗯，因为这个建筑实在是太美了，就连半神人也都吸引来了。
嗯 ，some of these kings and princes, some days they stay for some time in Indraprastha to have the association of the Pandavas.
那所有的这些国王们呢，还有就是来客们呢。他们来参加这个典礼，而且呢也在 Indraprastha 住了一段时间，来得到和 Yudhisthira 兄弟们的联谊。
Young princes would stay under Arjuna to learn the science of archery.
那这些年轻的王子们呢，他们会留下来和 Arjuna 一起来学习剑术。
So in this way, the Hastinapura became a very famous place and more famous than the other side of Dhritarashtra and his sons.
那所以这样一来呢，就使得 Indraprastha 就变成了一个非常的受人喜欢的青睐之地，使得他就比另外一边的Dhritarashtra 和他的儿子们所住的那个宫殿要更加的有名气了。
So it was a very happy time for the Pandavas finally.
所以呢，终于 Pandava 们过上了让他们觉得很开心的日子。
After so the all the troubles they underwent for so many years,
在他们经历了这么多年的痛苦和不幸之后
finally they were enjoying some happiness, some comfort.
那终于他们可以享受一些快乐，享受一些舒适的生活了。
But it was like the quietness just before a storm. It looks peaceful and suddenly there is a storm.
但是呢，这就好像是暴风雨之前的平静一样。
So they were not going to enjoy their kingdom for too long.
所以说呢，他们并没有办法享受他们的这个王国太长时间。
There were danger awaiting them.
所以说呢，危险正在等着他们。
During this time, Subhadra gave birth to a son, Abhimanyu.
那么就在这会儿呢，Subhadra 就诞下了一个儿子，名字是 Abhimanyu。
Abhimanyu would become the father of Parikshit Maharaj.
Abhimanyu 也就是 Parikshit Maharaj 的父亲。
So we start seeing many, many connections with Srimad Bhagavatam.
所以我们现在这里面可以看到和圣典菩萨瓦坛是有很多连接的地方的。
So when Abhimanyu was born, the astrologers, they foretold that he would be a great warrior and would add fame to the Pandava family.
所以呢，当 Abhimanyu 出生之后呢，这星象师就预言说呢，他将是一位非常著名的战将，而且呢，也会因为他使得 Pandava 的这个家庭变得更加的名声显赫。
And Draupadi also gave birth to a child from each of her husband one year after another.
那么 Draupadi 呢，也每一年在和她的不同的丈夫在生活的这个过程中呢，也都会生下一个儿子。
Yudhisthira gave birth to Prativindya.
那么 Yudhisthira 王的儿子呢是 Prativindya.
Bhima gave the son Suttasoma.
Bhima 的儿子呢是 Suttasoma.
Arjuna's son Shrutakirti.
Arjuna's son is Shrutakirti.
Nakula, Satanika.
Nakula 的儿子是 Satanika。
And Sahadeva Shrutasena.
Sahadeva 的儿子呢是 Shrutasena。
These were incredible children.
这些都是非常卓越不凡的孩子。
Children are very pious, very devoted, people like the Pandavas and their wives, you know, so they were endowed with wonderful qualities.
他们都像是他们的父母双亲那样的虔诚，他们都被赋予了很美妙的品质。
So their family was growing, their prosperity was growing, their fame and name was spreading all over, even the demigods who knew about them.So it was a great moment for the Pandavas.
所以呢，这个家庭呢就在越来越壮大，而且呢，他们的名声也越来越远扬，他们的财富也积累的越来越多，而且呢，这个就连半神人们也都对他们非常的知晓。
So one time, Narada Muni also came to see them.
所以有一次呢，Narada Muni 也来见他们了。
Oh, they were so happy to receive that great sage.
所以他们如此的欣慰快乐的迎接了这位伟大的圣人。
They received him in a very nice seat, they wash his feet, you know, worshipped him, offered words of praise.
他们把他请到上座沐浴了他的莲花足，然后呢向他献上敬美之词。
And they showed him the assembly, royal assembly hall.
并且呢，还带他参观了他们的皇家大厅。
And Narada Muni was a very appreciative of that wonderful hall.
那么 Narada Muni 呢，也是非常的欣赏这座很奇妙的大厅。
So later on, when they were seated again, Yudhisthira Maharaj asked him.
所以后来呢，当他们又落座之后呢，尤迪斯提尔王就问 Narada Muni，
My dear Narada Muni, you have traveled all over the three worlds.
我亲爱的 Narada Muni， 您走遍了三界。
And you certainly you have seen, you have visited many assembly halls like this one we have here.
毫无疑问呢，您肯定也拜访过很多像我们在今天带您所参观的这座大厅。
Can you tell something about those assembly halls?
所以呢，您能不能给我们讲讲您所见过的其他的那些大厅的样子呀？
He said, "Yeah, I have seen many, many, many assembly royal assembly halls all over the universe."
他说的确的确，我在整个的宇宙里面的确看到过很多这样的聚会大厅。
But I have never seen one assembly hall with so many beautiful, rare, precious stones and jewels incrustated in the walls like here.
但是呢，我从来没有见到过任何一座聚会大厅的墙上镶嵌了这么多五光十色的珠宝。
So the beauty of this assembly hall surpasses the beauty of the assembly halls in heaven.
所以说呢，在这里的这座聚会大厅的美要超过在天堂的聚会大厅。
And then you start describing different assembly houses like in Indra, Yamaraj, their assembly halls.
然后呢，他就开始描述各个其他地方的这些聚会大堂的样子，比如说天帝 Indra 的聚会大堂， Yamaraj 的聚会大堂，阎罗王的聚会大堂。
And while talking, Narada Muni mentioned that in the imperial court of Yamaraj, there are many kings from the Kuru dynasty.
然后呢，他就提到在 Yamaraj 的这个宫廷上呢，有很多来自于 Kuru 王朝的国王。
Even Pandu is there. King Pandu is there.
就连潘都王都在那儿。
And then he described other royal courts.
然后呢，他又开始描述其他的皇家的大殿。
So when he finished narrating that, it was absolute silence. Nobody said anything.
对呢，当他描述完这一番景象之后呢，整个大堂就是一片寂静，没有任何一个人说发言。
So finally, Yudhisthira spoke.
终于玉帝斯蒂尔王讲话了。
Yes, I heard all these descriptions you gave about these great assembly halls.
那的确，我听到了您向我们描述的这些伟大的聚会大厅的景象。
But you mentioned that many kings from the Kuru dynasty, even our great father, they are in the assembly house of Yamaraj, not in the assembly house of Indra, the king of heaven.
但是您提到了很多的库鲁族的国王，甚至于包括我们伟大的先父潘杜王，都聚集在 Yamaraj 的聚会大堂之上，而不是在天地 Indra 的大堂里。
We have heard that Harichandra, the great king Harichandra, is sitting in the same throne with Indra.
我们听说 Harichandra 这位国王，他是和天地 Indra 同坐于他的宝座之上。
He certainly is a great king from the Solar Dynasty.
那他毫无疑问是来自于太阳王朝的伟大的国王。
But my father.He performed as many pious activities as this King Harichandra.
但是呢，我的父亲他像这位 Harichandra 王一样，也是从事了很多很多的虔诚的活动呀。
My father's character was very pure.
我的父亲的品格是非常纯粹的。
He never spoke an untruth word.
他从来就没讲过一句假话。
He was actually very saintly.
他实际上是非常的圣洁的。
I just don't understand why my father is not in the court, an assembly court of Indra.
那所以我就不明白了，为什么我的父亲没有出现在天地 Indra 的聚会大堂之上呢？
Actually, Narada had come purposely to discuss this particular point.
那事实上呢， Narada 他是有意来这儿来探讨这个话题的。
And he told, yes, Harichandra is sitting with Indra in the same throne.
他说的确 Harichandra 是和天地 Indra 同坐于宝座之上。
And the reason why he attained this great position is because he was able to perform the Rajasuya sacrifice.
那之所以他能够来到这个地位呢，是由于他进行了 Rajasuya 的祭祀仪式。
That's why he's now able to share the same throne with Indra.
那也就这个原因呢，使得他能够和天地 Indra 同坐于宝座之上。
Only a king who performs Rajasuya sacrifice can receive such benefit.
只有进行了 Rajasuya 的祭祀仪式的国王才能够得到这样的益处。
So when I was in Yamaraj's abode, I met your father.
所以呢，当我在 Yamaraj 的居所的时候呢，我是见到了你的父亲的。
And he told me, I heard that my sons have become very powerful on earth now.
然后你的父亲对我说，我听说我的儿子们现在地球上是非常的神武。
But if you disappear, my elder son, he performs the Rajasuya sacrifice, then I can build transfer to Indra Loka, and in this way his fame and name will be even more spread.
如果我的长子 Yudhishthir 王他能够进行 Rajasuya 的祭祀的话，那我就能够从这里被送到天堂去，送到这个天地 Indra 的那个地方。那这样呢，也会使他的名声大振，就是尤迪斯蒂尔王的名声更加大振。
So, Narada Muni said, "This is the desire of your father."
那所以 Narada Muni 就说呢，这是你的父亲的愿望。
So, if you, the five brothers, you know, with the help of Krishna, Krishna is on your side now. I think it will be possible for you to perform this Rajasuya sacrifice.
所以我在想，你们五个人一起在 Krishna 的帮助之下，因为现在 Krishna 就是站在你们这一边的，那你们是可以有能力进行这 Rajasuya 的仪式的。
But first we have to conquer all the kings in this planet.
那首先呢，你们要先征服在这星球上的所有的王国。
Means they have to be subordinated to you this year.
那也就意味着所有的这些国王都必须要向乌迪斯蒂尔王称臣。
It's not an easy task.
所以这并不是一件容易的事情。
But certainly, you are able to do this, particularly with Krishna on your side.
但是呢，毫无疑问，你是可以做到这一点的，特别是 Krishna 是站在你这一边的。
So, please think about what I just told you, because this is the main reason why I came to visit you.
所以呢，你要好好想想刚才我所跟你说的这些事情，因为其实这也是我来这儿见你的主要原因。
And I am ready to go to Dwarka and request Krishna to help you.
那我呢，现在要去 Dwarka， 请求 Krishna 帮助你。
So after mentioning this to them, Narada Muni left.
所以在把这些事情和他们讲过之后呢 ，Narada Muni 就离开了。
So it ends for today's episode a little earlier.
那所以呢，我们今天呢就先这课程就先讲到这儿，今天稍微早点结束今天讲课。
We have time for questions, but we have to finish by 20 past 8, 25 the latest.
那我们还是有一些时间给大家回答问题，但是呢，今天这些讲课我们必须得在8:20，最晚8:25结束。
There's already some question there, it seems.
Yeah. There was a question from 小玉 Mataji。Hare Krishna， 亲爱的大家，就是大家现在如果有问题的话，就可以发上来了哈。那么这个问题呢是来自于小玉妈的姐的 Hare Krishna， 顶拜所有的奉献者，请问 Pandava 五兄弟遇到了这么多困难和危险，是不是预示着在卡利年代的奉献者也会遭遇很多的非奉献者故意的刁难和麻烦？ Hare Krishna， please accept my very humble obeisances. My question is that Pandava brothers, they met this many difficulties and dangers. Doesn't that hint that the devotees in Kali Yuga actually will also encounter many difficulties and troubles created by the non-devotees?
Thank you very much, because I like when the devotees offer obeisances to everyone. She in her prayer, you didn't translate that, but in Chinese, say offer obeisance to all the devotees. It's very nice when you do that. Offer obeisance, my obeisance to all the devotees. This is very nice.
这个阿叔刚才抓了我一个没翻的地方。实际阿叔说呢，非常感谢您啊，您说顶拜所有的奉献者，就是向所有的奉献者顶拜是一件非常好的事情。但是刚才我翻译的时候把这个事儿给说漏了。
So, yes, difficulties are always there in the life of devotees, because in the material world, there is so much opposition to devotional service to the Lord.
的确是这样的，奉献者的确是会遇到很多的困难的，因为呢，在这个物质世界里面呢，确实是有很多事情都是和奉爱服务相对的。
In generally, people are innocent in a sense that they don't know much. They are not harmful in general.
但是从总体来说呢，人们是处在一种很无辜的状态，那也就意味着他们其实是无害的。
But they are influenced by people who are we have a very demonic nature.
但是呢，他们却被很有恶魔本性的人所影响着。
That's why innocent people sometimes can act in a way that can be very dangerous.
那也就是为什么虽然是很天真无辜的人，就是由于这个不好的影响，使得他有的时候呢，他的这个行动呢就很具有危险。
And yes, and there are difficult, maybe not so many physical difficulties as we see in the case of the Pandavas. But we have other type of difficulties there, that other enemies that are much more difficult to fight against are the enemies within our own minds.
那我们的确是有很多的这个困难，但这个困难我们遇到的这个困难呢，可能跟潘大五兄弟们他们所遇到的这个 身体所遭遇的这个实际的困难是不一样的，但是我们所遇到的呢，其实也是很艰难的困难，就是我们自己的心意所给我们造成的困难。
Greed, lust,
贪婪，色欲。
Envy,
还有嫉妒。
Anger,
愤怒。
Our minds can be sometimes act in a very demonic way.
所以有的时候呢，我们的心意呢，它的这种活动是非常的魔性的。
Great enemy.
我们的心意是很大的敌人，大敌。
Unless we are conscious of Krishna, our mind can really be a terrible enemy.
除非我们能够，除非让我们觉知到 Krishna, 否则的话呢，我们的这个心意就是一个非常可怕的敌人。
You see, in such a yuga, the demons, they used to live in different planets.
但是呢，在萨提亚年代呢，这个恶魔他们曾经是住在不同的星宿的。
So there were planets with good pious people and planets with demons.
那所以说呢，在那会儿呢，是这个虔诚的人他们会住在一个星球里面，那恶魔呢会住在另外一个星球里。
In Treta Yuga,the demons and the pious people, the devotees, they live in the same planet but different countries.
然后呢，在推特年代呢，这个恶魔和虔诚的人呢，他们是会住在同一个星球，但是住在不同的国家。
And then in the next yuga, Dwapara Yuga, when Krishna came, demons were there in the same family with the devotees.
然后在 Krishna 所显现的多尔巴年代呢，这会儿。这个恶魔已经和奉献者住在同一个家庭里了。
But in this age, you guess where they live.
但是在这个年代，大家猜一猜，这恶魔都住在哪儿了？
In the same person.
都住在这同一个人的这个同一个人里了。
That's why when Lord Chaitanya was about to kill Madai.One of the two brothers, Jagan Madai, was about to kill him because of offending Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda stopped him. You cannot do that. If you do that, if you kill them, you're going to have to kill everyone.
那就为什么当加代马代这两兄弟中的马代要这个伤害主 Nityananda 的时候，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 非常愤怒的要杀死马代。那这会儿呢，朱尼田丹代就制止了他，说你不能这么做，如果你要这么做的话呢，你就得把所马卡利年代的所有人都得杀死了。
So we are facing with the strongest enemy actually.
那所以说呢，其实我们所面对的是最强悍的敌人。
Only by taking shelter of the holy name we can be protected against this terrible enemy in our minds.
我们只有托庇在圣名的庇护下，我们才有可能这个打败我们所面对的最强悍的敌人，也就是我们的心意大敌。
The next question.
The next question from Sumati Radhama, 顶拜所有的奉献者，感恩阿叔的精彩讲课。请问为什么尔朱呢不愿意接受回报，而希望对方做些能够取悦 Krishna 的事情呢？奉献者们这样做是为了取悦主，还是怜悯受条件限制的众生呢？Please accept my very humble obeisances to all the devotees and thank you very much, Ashu, for your beautiful lecture. My question is that why Arjuna doesn't feel like to accept the reward from
Mayadhanava?
From Mayadhana.But want him to do something to please Lord Krishna. Is this because he want to please Lord, or he want to show his compassion to the conditioned living entity?
All of that.
都有。
There is certainly compassion for Maya Dhanava because you would be more benefited by serving the Lord.
那毫无疑问，他是要向Maya Dhanavayu 来显示。
Dhanava。
那毫无疑问，他要向 Maya Dhanava 显示他的怜悯之情，因为呢，他做了和对主取悦主的这个事情来说，毫无疑问是对他很有益的。
It certainly would be much more beneficial to him.
那所以毫无疑问，这对他来说呢是很有益的。
And also because Arjuna is playing the part of Kshatriya, Kshatriyas get protection, they are not remunerated for that.
那还有呢，因为Arjuna他是一位沙帝利，那沙帝利他的职责，也就是他就必须要保护，所以呢他是不能够背离这个职责的。
And in the presence of Krishna, he didn't want to accept anything. Krishna is the Supreme Lord, so everything should be offered to the Supreme Lord. The devotee only takes the remnants.
而且呢，他也不想这个接受，因为只有 Krishna 在那儿，他也不想接受任何的这个东西，所有的一切都是要供给 Krishna 的。他只不过呢是要接受一些供奉给 Krishna 之后的寄予而已。Krishna 奉献者就是这样的。
So when you see.Arjuna wants to please the Lord, wants him to offer service to the Lord, but the Lord wants to please his devotees, so he's going to engage this Maya Danava to do some service for the Pandavas.
但是呢，就像尔朱呢，他想要取悦主，但是呢，主他是想要取悦他的奉献者，所以说呢，主他才会让这个 Maya Danava 是要为 Krishna 为尔朱呢他们去做一些服务。
Yeah, and it's true, the devotees want to, they are very happy to engage others in Krishna's service, not on their own, for their own benefit, but for the benefit of the devotees.
而且呢，奉献者是非常的喜欢让其他的人能够为主做服务的，并不是想要为自己谋取任何的益处。
Next.
Next question from iPhone 3. 就下面这是来自于这位奉献者的，咱们上次其实可以把他们的名字给改过来，这样就知道是来自于哪儿的。这里面写的是。
Otherwise, we are going to call iPhone.
iPhone number 3. 那现在这位是来自于 iPhone 3号的这位奉献者。Hare Krishna, 深深的顶拜阿叔和所有的奉献者。请问物质社会里好多人都会用其他的玄命的力量和法术避过一些灾难，确实风水家有这种效果，但我们也需要依赖这种玄命力量吗？但是它确实可以帮助我们。 OK Hare Krishna very 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 deep obeisances to Ashu and all of the devotees. So my question is that in this material worldActually, there are many people, they use the mystic power to avoid some disasters. And like the feng shui masters, they can make it happen through using the mystic power. My question is that do we also...need to rely on this mystic power to avoid the disasters, but actually they are quite helpful.
Well, nowadays people, they don't have mystic powers.
在当今的这个年代呢，人们其实已经没有任何的玄秘力量了。
They only have mystic powers.
他们只有的是错误的力量。
Yeah, we cannot go against the laws of nature.
其实我们是没有办法去改变或者是去违抗自然的定律的。
If things change, it's because they are supposed to be changed. That's all.
就有的时候这个事情它其实发生了变化的原因是因为它就是要变了。
And people, all these people, they study a little bit astrology, they know what's going to happen, so they already know a little bit what's going to happen, then they act in a way that they are the ones who are creating what's going to happen.
那些就是懂一点星象的人呢，他通过星象他可以看到将会发生什么，因为他知道那件事情会发生，所以呢，他把它就布成这种局，好像是他施了一些魔法让这个事情发生的。
But they cannot prevent the highest disaster that are facing their lives.
But they cannot
prevent the highest disaster that is going to happen to them.
Okay. 但是呢，他们其实是没有办法去预防在他们身上即将会发生的重大的灾难的。
they are growing old and they're going to die and they're going to take birth again.
比如说他们会变老, 他们也会死去, 而且他们也会再次投生。
And pray that at least they take human form, they don't go to the lower species of life.
那他们只能够这个祈祷自己能够, 再次得到这个人类的身形, 而不会去到更低等的这个生物的形式。
So the devotees actually, they have the highest mystic power.
那实际上奉献者所拥有的是最高深的玄秘力量。
By Krishna's mercy.
是通过Krishna的仁慈而得到的。
By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have Srila Prabhupada's books, we have the holy names, and this gives us the topmost mystic power to not change the disasters in the world, but to transform the hearts of everyone.
那在Srila Prabhupada的仁慈之下呢，我们得到了圣名，得到了Srila Prabhupada的书籍。 从而使得我们具备了最高的玄秘力量。那这个玄秘力量呢，它其实是不能够改变在这世界所发生的灾难，但是呢，它可以转化所有人的心。And
if you change other people's hearts by giving them Krishna consciousness, then they are not going to take birth again in this material world. They may stop their cycle of birth and death by taking shelter of these wonderful teachings and the holy names.
所以说，如果我们要是能够把这个 Krishna 知觉的教导给予其他的人，让人这个内心发生转变的话，那也就意味着他也就不会再在这个物质世界投生，而是呢，这个在通过唱诵这个圣名而得到这个解脱。
Nobody has more mystic power than Srila Prabhupada.
没有任何一个人具备比Srila Prabhupada更多的玄秘力量。
Just imagine what Srila Prabhupada has done. Has transformed the hearts of millions of people all over the planet.
所以我们就可以想象一下Srila Prabhupada他所做到的一切, 他在这个星球上转变了成千上百万人的心。
Reverse their karmic balance, destroy their karmic balance, or stop their cycle of birth and death. This is mystic power.
那么这个呢，其实是完全改变了他们的业报的这个反应，而且呢是停止了他的这个业报的生这个生死轮回，所以这个是最高的玄秘力量。
No more birth, no more death.
不会再有生，不会再有死了。This
is the real mystic power.
那么这个是真正的玄秘力量。Not
to avert a typhoon, or avert a disease, or avert this, that they know it's going to be averted because they read in the stars.
并不是说是翻转了台风，或者是翻转了某种病，那他。 因为他读了这个星盘，所以呢，他知道这个事情，他就是要已经要逆转了。
They just know they are aware of what's going to happen because they can read signs. They can read signs in the stars and other ways to know what's unfold in the near future.
所以呢，他们其实是他们的确是知道这个，在短期的将来会发生什么的原因，是由于他能够读星盘，他能够看得出来这个星象的这个走势，所以说呢，他是能够知道的。But
they cannot avert the highest disaster that is going to happen in their lives.
但是呢，他却没有办法逆转在他自己的这个生命中要发生的最大的灾难。Oh,
that's very frightening.
那其实是很可怕的。
Okay, next question.
下面这个问题呢，是来自于苏穆吉巴达妈的记得。您说这一卷书的名字，可以解释一下那个名字的含义吗？ 还有如何拼写？ Oh, okay. You said that we started a new part of Mahabharata.
Yeah.
And could you say the name again? And also give a little bit explanation about the name.
I don't know about much about this name. Sabha is assembly house.
Sabha就是聚会大厅的意思。
Assembly house, yeah. Maybe this because this chapter or this particular book of the Mahabharata is around this assembly hall that's going to attract many great personality and is going to create a great envy on the heart of Duryodhanas and change many things because of this assembly hall. Parva means like a chapter or book, like a canto. Like we have the cantos of Bhagavatam, you could say like the same.
Yeah, say it again, Parva, right?
Parva, it's already written.
Parva.
I sent it.
Sabha.
Sabha is assembly hall.
Yeah, Sabha 的意思呢是聚会大厅, 聚众大厅. Parva 的意思呢就是 篇章的意思。
Yeah, like a canto or a book.
那我们的这个圣典宝塔第一篇，第一卷就是这一卷一篇的这个意思。 那三宝塔，sorry, please allow me to
Yeah. 那么，就是因为这一章呢，主要是讲的是建起了这么一个聚会的大厅。
所以呢，就围绕着这个聚会的大厅来展开了所有的一些事情，因为要通过这个大厅呢，就通过这个聚会的这个大堂呢，会吸引很多的德高望重的人士，这是第一。还有呢，就是会激起人们内心中的这种愤怒啊、嫉妒啊，它将会很大的激起杜尔的内心中的愤怒和嫉妒。Because
of this city that was constructed with the help of Krishna, who appealed to the demigods, and now the construction of that assembly hall that is attracting so many great personalities, the fame and the power of the Pandavas is going to increase, and this is going to create a great envy, and that's what's going to bring later to a great conflagration, you know, between the Pandavas and their cousins.
因为这个 Indravastha 的这个城市呢。 都是在 Sri Krishna 的帮助下建立起来的，他呢也吸引了很多的伴神人。那么现在呢，又建起了这个非常的卓越不凡的这个聚众大厅，使得更多的世界各地的这些这个名望之士呢，也都会被吸引而至，从而使得潘那个兄弟们的名声呢就更加的声名远扬，这样就使得 多尔等内心就充满了极大的这种嫉妒之情，也就因为这个原因呢，导致了后面他们之间会有很激烈的战争。Next
question.
下面这个问题是还是苏穆提拉的马吉达，就是恶魔建筑师看起来很讲情义，懂得知恩图报，怎么会是恶魔呢？Well, the demonic architect looks, he has good sentiment, and also he knows how to pay back the reward. He knows how to appreciate, showing his gratitude. So how come a demon has such quality?
Yes, demons sometimes manifest very good qualities, like you see in the case of Bali Maharaj.
恶魔有的时候实际上是会展示很好的品质的，比如说像巴利马哈拉吉。
So because of the association of Krishna and his devotees, Maya Danava's heart was very touched.
那么就是由于和 Krishna 和奉献者之间的这个联谊，使得Maya Danava 的内心发生了转变。
The power of a good association. If you associate with people who have demonic qualities, our demonic qualities are evoked. But if you associate with people with divine qualities, then our divine nature is evoked.
那就是要看我们是跟谁来联谊了。如果我们要是跟恶魔联谊呢，那我们内心的这个恶魔的这些品质呢，就会被激发、被唤醒。但如果我们要是跟神性的人物去联谊的话呢，那我们内心的这个神性的品质就会被激发。
So association is very important.
所以说呢，这个联谊是非常重要的。
The next question.
Next from Harivansa Prabhu, 为什么当时地球上大部分王国都站在 Duryodhan 这一边？枯辱之战为什么每个王国都基本参与，包括是 Kesha 之地？ He asking that why most of the kingdoms on earth they are on the side of Duryodhan, and also for the Kurukshetra battle, why all of the kings are participating in that battle?
Okay, that the battle of Kurukshetra we're going to see later.
就是关于这个库鲁之野的战争，我们晚一点的时候呢会讲得更清楚。
But now Duryodhana was more powerful because he was king when the Pandavas were incognito, don't wanted to be recognized, you know, and everybody thought they were dead. Duryodhana became the king and consolidated his power, so naturally he attracted many other kings around him. Now the situation is about to be reversed because the Pandavas are gaining more and more popularity, particularly their alliances with Krishna and many devoted pious kings. So the situation is going to change, be more balanced. Before, no, Duryodhana was the king, was the recognized king sitting in Hastinapur.
那么当时呢，在这个潘道五兄弟们他们在被流放的期间，由于他们是处在这个隐姓埋名的状态下的，是不能够被人所知的，所以大部分人呢都不是大部分人，就是所有人都以为他们都已经死了，所以呢，当时就只有 Duryodhan 他是在 Hastinapur 称王，所以他就变成了这个最强大的这个国王，使得所有的人呢都和他在联盟。但是现在呢情况就不一样了，现在这个 Krishna 那就这个 Pandava 五兄弟们他们回来了以后呢，他们和很多的这个虔诚的国王都有了联盟，并且呢有了 Krishna 的帮助，使得他们现在呢就变得越来越受人喜欢，所以呢就变得就不再是Duryodhana 一方称霸了，就变得他们之间的这个势力变得越来越平衡。
So only recently they acquire a kingdom. Only recently.
但是只是才在最近的事情，他们才得到了这个王国。
So, but it's going to change.
但是呢，就是这种状况是会发生变化的。
So next question.
Mukhirana Maharaj's question: Yudhishthira 王的祖先怎么会全都是在 Yamaraj 的宫里呢？包括潘杜王，而潘杜王希望儿子做 Rajasura 祭祀，可以救他出来。我们也有很多的祖先是在地狱吧？很多奉献者说，经常梦见自己的祖先，他们是希望我们救他们出去吗？有些人说是在圣地做祭祀，祭祀是很昂贵的吧？怎么做才是最实际有效的呢？The question is that why Yudhishthira Maharaj's ancestors are many of them collecting in the assembling hall of Yamaraj, and the Pandu Maharaj also included in there. And Pandu Maharaj hope his son can conduct the Rajasuya Yagya to save him. Actually, we also have many of the ancestors are also being kept in the hell. Many devotees said that they always dreamed of their ancestors. Is that a hint for the ancestors who want them to save them out? And some people said that need to have some yagya to be done in the holy dam, but for that kind of yagya must be very expensive. What is the right way to do to save the ancestors?
You have to do a Rajasuya sacrifice.
您得做一个 Rajasuya 的祭祀。
You conquer all the kings around.
然后呢，要征服所有的这些国王们。
No, just become a good devotee.
不是的，只是让自己成为一个很好的奉献者就好了。
Become more surrendered.
让自己变得更加的皈依，更加的。
By the strength of your devotion, you can help your ancestors and your descendants.
那么让自己在奉爱中更加的有力量，那么就能够更好的帮助自己祖先和自己的后代。
That's what I mean. Look at Prahlad Maharaj because of his pure devotion.He saved 7 generations before him and 7 generations after him.
Which Maharaj? Sorry.
Prahlad.
那也就为比如说像 Prahlad Maharaj, 他是非常的纯粹的，所以呢，他就救赎了他的上下七代。
So, okay, we are not like Prahlad Maharaj, but we can make an effort to become better devotees, to be more surrender, and this is the best way to help whatever ancestors connected with us and our descendants to be affected by also by devotion.
但是我们好吧，可以说我们并不能够像帕拉达玛哈这那样，但是我们确实可以通过我们的努力，让自己变成更好的奉献者，能够更加的具有这个父爱之情。那么通过这样的方式呢，就能够更好的帮助我们的祖先以及我们的后人，处于更好的境地。Next
question.
下面这个问题是来自于小玉的，哈利·克里什纳顶班阿叔合作的奉献者，请问奉献者可以看《马哈巴拉特》电视剧吗？ 因为以前听奉献者说看了非奉献者拍的电视剧，我们的意识会被污染。看电视剧和书籍有什么不一样呢？ Hare Krishna, please accept my humble obeisances to you and all the devotees. My question is that if it's okay for devotees to watch the TV shows of Mahabharata, because I used to hear that devotees said that if we watch the TV shows which has been produced by the non-devotees, it's very likely for us to be contaminated, for the conscious to be contaminated. So I want to know what is the right thing to do, and also what are the differences in between of the TV series and the books?
Well, books, we have to find a good translation, because there are many translations around that are not very proper. We have to find a good translation, and also television programs is done for people who have too materialistic. It's not so interesting, but still some benefit is there, because it's the story of Krishna and his devotees are involved, and they cannot avoid presenting like that, and people are certainly very positively affected. It's not like seeing a mundane movie like nowadays television show all the time.
是这样的，就是关于看书这件事情呢，首先我们要看书的话呢，我们要找到比较好的翻译版本，因为呢有一些这个书的翻译的版本并不是那么恰当的。那关于看电视呢，比如说像《马哈巴尔特》这个电视，它虽然说不是奉献者所拍的，但是呢，《马哈巴尔特》这本书它本身讲的是跟 Krishna 和他的奉献者相关的故事，所以呢，即便是非奉献者拍的电视剧。 他也不可能不去传递关于 Krishna 这部分的信息，所以说呢，就即便是看非奉献者拍的电视剧，看这个电视剧呢，也是能够得到一些有益的影响的。它跟看一部完全世俗的电影是不一样的。Yeah, certainly,
because it's about the devotees of the Lord, and Lord Krishna appears in many situations. And even if he's not well, he's not faithful to the real story, still some benefit is there.
因为呢，就是这部剧它展现的是主 Krishna 和他的奉献者，而且是以 Krishna 为中心的，所以就即便是他不是那么的忠于原文的去展示这个故事，但是也还是会能够从中受益的。
Okay, thank you very much for your questions.
非常感谢大家的问题。
Thank you everybody for patiently hearing.
也非常的感谢大家这么有耐心的聆听。
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Vyasadeva ki jai, Nitai Gaura, Hari, Hari, Hari.
啊，挺会。